In the quiet English village of Great Rollright in 1945, neighbors knew her simply as Mrs. Burton, a pleasant woman with a slight accent who baked excellent cakes. None suspected that behind this carefully crafted persona was Colonel Ursula Kuczynski of the Red Army, one of the most consequential spies in history. While hanging laundry and tending to her children, she was simultaneously transmitting atomic secrets to Moscow from a radio hidden in her outdoor privy. This extraordinary woman, codenamed Sonia, had conducted espionage across China, Poland, and Switzerland before settling in Britain, where she ran a network of communist spies inside the country's atomic weapons program. Her intelligence enabled the Soviet Union to build its own nuclear bomb years ahead of schedule, forever altering the Cold War's balance of power. How could one woman, simultaneously mother, housewife, novelist, radio technician, and secret agent, change the course of history while remaining virtually invisible to those around her? Ursula Kuczynski's political awakening came at 16 when a Berlin policeman struck her during a communist May Day parade. Despite her privileged Jewish intellectual background, this incident sparked her commitment to fighting injustice. She joined the German Communist Party at 19, later marrying Rudolf Hamburger, a Jewish architect. In 1930, they moved to Shanghai for Rudy's work, where Ursula met Agnes Smedley, an American writer and secret Soviet spy, who introduced her to communist circles. Through Smedley, she met Richard Sorge, Shanghai's senior Soviet spy, who asked her to provide her apartment as a safe house for Chinese communists. After witnessing police brutality against protesters, she agreed. While Rudy worked, their home became a hub for clandestine meetings. Though aware Sorge was a Soviet spy, she remained naive about Stalin's regime. Their relationship deepened during a motorcycle ride on his Zündapp K500, and they became lovers, transforming her role from safe housekeeper to key operative in his network. By 1933, Ursula's value to Soviet intelligence earned her a summons to Moscow for training. She made the wrenching decision to leave her 3-year-old son Michael with his grandparents, departing while he slept, his plea, "Mummy, stay with Misha," echoing in her mind. At the Sparrow Spy School, she excelled in espionage techniques. After 7 months, she was deployed to Japanese-occupied Manchuria alongside Johann Patra, a Lithuanian sailor who became both colleague and lover. In Mukden, they ran a bookstore while smuggling radio components and, despite surveillance, built a transmitter to contact Chinese communist partisans. Their life balanced domestic routines, German expatriate socializing, and coordinating communist operations. Ursula transported bomb materials in Michael's baby carriage and trained backup radio operators. When compromised, they relocated to Poland, where she built a transmitter inside a gramophone case. Later, in Nazi-controlled Danzig, she supported resistance efforts while raising her children, earning the Order of the Red Banner before fleeing when a neighbor detected radio interference. Moscow deployed Ursula to Britain in 1941, where MI5 immediately flagged her. From Oxford, she established Soviet intelligence contact through Nikolai Optekar, IRIS. After Hitler invaded the USSR, making Britain and the USSR allies, Ursula recruited her father, Robert Kuczynski, to gather intelligence through his connections to labor politicians. Her most significant asset came through her brother, Jürgen, physicist Klaus Fuchs, who worked on Britain's atomic weapons program. Despite Fuchs's known communist background, MI5 granted him security clearance, needing his physics expertise. Following Hitler's invasion of the USSR, Fuchs felt compelled to share atomic secrets with Moscow, believing all major powers should have equal access. In summer 1942, at a Birmingham cafe, he gave Ursula 85 pages of Britain's atomic project documents, the most dangerous secret in the world. To avoid exposure, Ursula moved their meetings to Banbury. They met every few weeks in the countryside, coordinating through a dead letter box. Their walks lasted exactly 30 minutes and never repeated the same route. Fuchs's espionage for the Soviet Union between 1941 and 1943 produced 570 pages of scientific intelligence, a comprehensive blueprint for atomic weapon development. His contributions, channeled through Ursula, revealed Britain's entire tube alloys project, spurring Moscow to launch its own atomic program. Ursula's network grew to include multiple operatives. Melita Nordwood infiltrated the British Non-Ferrous Metals Research Association, the Kuczynskini brothers gathered intelligence, and an RAF officer leaked aircraft developments. By late 1942, she was transmitting to Moscow multiple times weekly. In spring 1943, while managing her expanding network, the 36-year-old Ursula became pregnant. She continued her work, viewing Russian victory at Stalingrad as inspiration and recognizing the children enhanced her cover. Moscow secretly promoted her to colonel, unprecedented for a woman in Soviet intelligence. In Oxford, Mrs. Burton maintained a perfect facade as a cycling housewife who tended to her children and garden. When the United States dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in August 1945, the Cold War intensified. Through Klaus Fuchs and other agents, Moscow had obtained complete details of atomic and hydrogen bomb research. The Soviets successfully tested their first atomic bomb in August 1949, a copy of the American design thanks to their spies. On February 3, 1950, Ursula saw the headline, "German Atomic Scientist Arrested." Klaus Fuchs had been caught. The newspaper's mention of a foreign woman with black hair in Banbury filled her with fear. Though Fuchs hadn't revealed her name, she knew MI5 would soon make the connection. With Fuchs's trial approaching on February 28, Ursula acted quickly. She secured a German visa, told her children they were going on holiday, burned incriminating papers, buried her radio transmitter, and left a final message explaining her defection to Berlin. On February 27, 1950, Ursula and her children departed London. She waited tensely in the departure lounge, expecting arrest, but it never came. As the plane took off, she left England, not to return for 40 years. Ursula returned to East Berlin in February 1950, finding a sparse apartment with her children who missed Great Rollright. Yet she discovered unexpected peace. For the first time in 20 years, there were no surveillance concerns or agents to contact. When a GRU officer offered her new intelligence work in May, she declined, wanting to live as a citizen and acknowledging her diminished concentration. The GRU accepted her resignation without issue. By 1956, she reinvented herself as Ruth Werner, novelist, writing 14 books, mainly children's and young adult stories that cleverly chronicled her adventures while evading East German censorship. Ursula died on July 7, 2000, at 93, later receiving Putin's Order of Friendship as a super agent of military intelligence. Her communist convictions, born from witnessing Weimar's inequalities and Nazi horrors, remain steadfast. Though disillusioned by some outcomes, she took pride in her anti-Nazi efforts, family life, and role in nuclear deterrence. Her story demonstrates how history's most influential figures often hide world-changing secrets behind ordinary lives.